This is David Pilch, campus pastor at Adult and Teen Challenge in Syracuse, your pastor for the day. The last two verses of the book of James has gripped me for about a year now. It says, "My brothers and sisters, if one of you should wander from the truth and someone should bring them back, remember this, whoever turns a sinner from the error of their way will save them from death and cover over a multitude of sins." These two verses are gripping me because we see it happening right before our eyes. People are wandering from the truth. Our country has wandered from the truth. Why do people wander? How does it happen? It could happen overnight, but I believe it happens a little bit at a time. It could start with someone making fun of you, and you get hurt. The hurt could have been deflected with the shield of faith, but instead grows into resentment, and then resentment starts to get infected, and it grows into bitterness, and you stop praying and reading your Bible. If you stop talking with God and sharing your burdens with Him, then you'll be carrying them by yourself. If you are in the woods and wander off the path, lose your cell phone service, and then you realize you left your compass at home, you are really lost. If we stop talking with God and our brothers and sisters in Christ, you are isolating yourself. Isolated people feel stress, discouragement, and hopelessness. And when you stop reading Scripture, it is like losing your compass. I was telling our students recently about something that happened to me in Bible school. I never skipped school my whole life until I went to Bible school. I made friends with another student who liked to do the same things that I'd like to do, play basketball and ping pong. Before long, he talked me into joining the YMCA. And when a guest speaker didn't show up for class and they were going to play a tape, he said, "Let's go to the Y." And I went with him. Of all the places to skip class, I regretfully did it in Bible school. The negative influences of other people can certainly lead you off the narrow path. Paul wrote to the Corinthians, "Bad company corrupts good character." Let's look at the next part of the verse. "And someone should bring them back." Let's be that someone, the person who brings them back. You may recall a few years ago how some children soccer players in Thailand went into a cave and became trapped by an unexpected rainstorm. People came from all over the world to rescue them. Miraculously, they were eventually saved. How can we bring people back who have wandered from the truth? I have three suggestions. Number one, pray and keep on praying. Get others to pray with you and go to the altar in church for special prayer. Number two, mix some fasting with your prayers. Sometimes our prayers need the extra boost of this self-denial. Number three, engage and keep engaging. Send a text message. Keep the lines of communication open. Forward a strategic email. Notice I use the word strategic. Don't beat them up with your Bible or your gospel gun, but trust the Holy Spirit to guide you. Let's pray. Father, we all know people who have wandered from you. Use us as instruments in your hands to lead them back to you, in Jesus' name. This is David Pilch, campus pastor at Adult and Teen Challenge in Syracuse, your pastor for the day.